What's up, guys? If you're watching this, follow the signs and comment. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. That's some really, really good subconscious programming. Because, you know, all the moments that you live, every single second of the day, and most importantly, when you speak, your brain is always listening. Your subconscious mind is always being programmed just by the words that you speak. So if you want to create a better reality in your life, then it's very important to upgrade the words that come out of your mouth, because your brain, your subconscious mind is always listening and you are always programming yourself. This is very, very powerful. I'm very blessed to be here with you, and I'm going to be sharing with you something that I know today is going to change your life. But before I go any further, guys, I'm just wondering if you could answer this question for me. Can you spell the word silence? If you can spell the word silence, I'm going to send you a gift. If you can spell it, like write it correctly, I'm going to send you a gift. So just be careful, because if you type the word silence correctly, I'm going to send you a free gift. Okay, so just be careful, all right? But it's not going to be something that's not going to change your life. It's going to be something that you're going to be so grateful that you got access to, because I know that silencing the inner critic, and if you don't know what that is, I'm going to explain it to you right now. Just let me know in the chat if you don't know what silencing the inner critic is all about. But most importantly, make sure that you're able to spell the word silence, because it's very, very easy to make a mistake. Could be an S, not a C. Could be a C, not an S, right? But guys, you are going to receive in your DM inbox, so make sure you check your messages. I've sent you a message, and it's letting you know that I've prepared something for you. So each week I create a success training. It's basically me giving you some coaching on helping you to reprogram your subconscious mind, changing the way that you think about yourself, only intentionally, because that's what you want and you desire, because you want to live a better life. You want to create a better reality for yourself. You want to reprogram your subconscious mind so that you can actually be more in control and have more peace in your life. So if you have commented the word silence, then you're going to receive a message from me, because I'm going to send you my free success coaching training on silencing the inner critic. So if you've ever struggled with self-doubt, you've been maybe living in a bit of fear, maybe too much, not a little bit, too much. Maybe you've been through a lot of negative experiences in your life and you haven't become aware yet that that voice in your head that comes up that stops you from believing in yourself. And just let me know while you're watching here if you have a voice in your head that is your inner critic. Let us know, like, do you have a voice in your head that just before you're going to think about doing something, the voice goes, oh, you know what? Nah, don't do it. You're not good enough. You shouldn't do it. Just, you know, just leave it. It's fine. Because that inner critic is what is going to stop you from actually living your dreams. And what we really want to become aware of, which is when you watch this training, you're going to understand where the voice comes from and then how to reprogram your mind so that you actually take your power back. So if you want that free training that I did today, you know, it's part of my mission, actually. Like I do this every single week, you know, and it gives me a chance to actually work with you guys so that you can actually learn a bit more about who I am, what I teach, and why I do what I do, you know. So I'm very, very blessed and grateful that this kind of a platform and this kind of a opportunity, I guess, you know, these trainings that I create, it really helps more people to understand, hey, you know what? Because a lot of people who do watch the trainings obviously come back to us and start working with us in our coaching programs. Like, I'm not afraid to hide that. I'm not here to go, ah, you know, like, what do you do these free trainings? I do these free trainings so that you can learn about who I am, how I teach, how I coach. And so then you can go, whoa, you know what? I think I want to work with Luke. I want to actually do one of his coaching programs. A lot of people may see this as like, oh, you're just secretly trying to like get people to like, you know, work with you. It's like, I've got nothing to hide. Like, I'm here creating value on my social media platforms. I'm giving things away for free, and it gives you an opportunity to learn. And then maybe that will be enough, you know, because the truth is, guys, I know many people have reached out who are not my clients, who just listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast, or they're in our free community, or they watch our free trainings every week, and that is enough for them. They don't need to actually work with us in our group coaching programs. They don't need to work with my team. They don't need to work privately. They don't need to do my speaking programs. They don't want to become a certified life coach in our institute. They don't want to go through our 20-week group coaching program and transform and heal themselves from their trauma. They just, that's all they need. All they need is to watch our trainings and to listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast, you know? But then guess what? There's a lot of other people who will watch these trainings and go, shit, man, I need some more help. Like, I need some sort of step-by-step process. Like, I need a system. I need something that's going to help me that I can focus on, that I can have extra accountability, that I can actually be in a community, and I can work with Luke and his team every single week because I want to change my life. And I'm not willing to, you know, just keep listening to a podcast. I actually need something that I can work on, something that I can work through, you know? And it's funny enough, guys, you know, and if you do want this free training, it's called the Silencing the Inner Critic. All you need to do is comment the word silence and I'll send it to you. Okay. It's absolutely free. I'll email you as well the replay that we did this training this afternoon, like about 3 hours ago. And you also get a workbook. So make sure you download before you start watching the training, get the workbook, download the workbook and take notes. Okay. But the other thing that I want to share with you guys, you know, is, you know, I didn't really understand what I was doing when I first started this, you know? And this is the part of the journey of your self-discovery of maybe, you know, I wouldn't say self-actualization, because self-actualization I see as like you've basically completed like the be-all and end-all of like the possibilities of who you can be or who you're supposed to be, in a sense, in this lifetime. Because the crazy thing is, there's an infinite amount of possibilities of what you can achieve, of who you can become, of what you can do in your life. You know, don't for a second think, okay? Do not for a second think that just because you're 29, just because you're 24, just because you're 39, you're 49, 55, doesn't fucking matter. Just because you get to a certain point in your life, it's too late. I can't do it. Oh, that ship has passed. Have you heard that saying? That ship has passed. Fuck off, man. That ship has passed. That's a load of bullshit. That's all in your fucking head, right? Tony Robbins, I quote him. Okay? When you stay in your head, you're fucking dead. But he doesn't say fucking. I'm saying it. I'm saying it for him because he could have made it more powerful. He could have said, you're fucking dead, right? That's why I say, man, if you're not growing, evolving, like, you know, you can be growing in business, but are you growing emotionally, spiritually, physically, fucking finance? You might be growing in business, finance, right? But what about spiritually? What about physically? What about emotional intelligence, right? What about psychologically, right? There's all these areas, relationships, you know, are you evolving in your life, or are you just dormant? Are you feeling stagnant? Are you feeling like, ah, oh, something's off? I'll tell you what, something, when you start feeling that something is off, you're fucking right. Like, the most amazing thing for you is that you actually feel, but then you don't trust yourself and you push it away. You know, a part of that is just your habitual nature. You know, you're so comfortable and used to, and if you're finding this valuable, guys, and you love what I'm talking about, make sure you share this with your friends, okay? But if you realize that you get to this kind of like habitual nature, it's called a paradigm. Bob Proctor, I'll quote him, okay? A paradigm is basically just a multitude of habits, because you become the habits that you do in your life. Basically, your reality is a reflection of your habits. Whatever the fuck you do every single day, day in, day out, is then the reality that you create. So go back to the feeling. If you feel like, just do this with me, feel consciously. Can you feel yourself? Can you feel your feelings? Like, unless you're on some sort of fucking antidepressants or some sort of dumbing down fucking medication that is taking away the sense of feeling within your fucking body, then I can appreciate that you would be able to feel, right? Because it numbs the shit out of you. So you're completely fucking disassociated from the fucking truth. And the truth is, whatever the fuck is suppressed, whatever the fuck is not something that you can connect with anymore because it's of a drug, well then, it's going to stop you from actually becoming aware. Your feelings are real. We don't need to run away from them. But if you're holding on to shame, if you're in your ego, okay, you know, if you're living in the past or you're living in the future or you're just disconnected from yourself, then you're always going to run away from your feelings. And you can use different things to run away from your feeling. But the most important thing is tap in to say, how do you feel? Oh, I feel like something's off. I feel like something's missing, you know, and become aware of what it is that you're running away from, because maybe you're running away from the fact that you're realizing that there is something missing. You know, there's something off. And if you feel that something is off, then it's up to you to face it, to realize it, and then to start to get all your ducks in a row. Again, this is the pillars of life coaching. You know, something I coach in my institute, right? The 7 pillars of life coaching, right? And once you understand the financial, the relationships, the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, like once you understand all of these pillars and you start to freaking balance the shit out of yourself, all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, your energy changes, your reality changes, and your life starts to move in the direction of something called alignment. Like, pay attention to this. Alignment. Okay? What the fuck does alignment mean? It means you're getting into alignment with your true destiny, with where you're meant to go. Let me tell you what happens when you get into alignment. All of a sudden, you're not being dragged down. You're evolving at supersonic speeds. That's why when you learn to love yourself, you're raising your vibration to the shit house. It's evolving so much that what is actually happening is that you have got to a dangerous level of inner peace and freedom, because you've addressed your trauma. You've addressed the difficult conversations that you've been avoiding. You've brought light to the darkness. You've addressed your trauma, your fears, your doubts, your limiting beliefs. And what happens is you start to feel a lot of peace. You start to feel a lot of contentment. And all of a sudden, you're in alignment. And when you're in alignment, man, and one of the ways to get in alignment is to stop allowing the inner critic, which is the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve your dreams and why you can't do what you want to do, okay? There's a specific story, a voice. Okay, it can be a story, it can be a voice. Because a story can come from, you know, childhood negative experiences, bullying or whatever the fuck happened, right? Something negative happened when you were a child. All of a sudden, you, and this is the hard thing, you know. This is the hard thing. Working with me is pretty challenging. I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to tell you the hard truth. I'm going to tell you the truth that you hear, that you go, fuck you, Luke. Why would you say that to me? That's my fault. It's my fault. Because let me just break this down for you a little bit, okay? And if I trigger you, take it as a good sign, you know, because it's a sign for you to awaken and to look deeper into yourself and ask yourself the question, why am I being reactive? What's happening there? Something I haven't addressed, something I need to work on, something I need to highlight with a highlighter pen. Let me look deeper into that, because that is where you heal. That's where your freedom is, by looking into that. But what I'm going to tell you right now, that many of us, because of the experiences of our childhood, maybe it was bullying. Like, you can write it in the chat right now. What's one experience that you've been through in your childhood that you know has hurt you and that you know that changed the psychology of your subconscious mind, that changed the way you think about yourself because of that moment? Like, think about it. Remember it and write it down. What is one moment that you know that in your childhood, growing up, whether it was fucking 5, 9, 14, 17, it happened, it really messed you up in your brain, and all of a sudden from that moment, you thought a specific thought about yourself on repeat, rumination, overthinking, and now over time, all of a sudden, you've become that fucking thought process. And so what I'm trying to tell you with the story, the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself, that maybe it's not even one story, maybe lots of different things have happened, and all of a sudden, now, you're still living in the past from all those moments, and you're wondering, why the fuck is life not growing for me? Why am I not feeling good? Why isn't anything changing? What the fuck's going on with me? Right? And all of a sudden, what I'm telling you is that it's your fucking fault. Okay? It's your fault you're not where you want to be. It's your fault that you don't feel good enough. It's your fault that you feel shit about yourself. Breathe. Okay? How is it your fault? So let's look deeper into this, okay? And I know that this can hurt, and I know that if you're thinking, what I'm thinking is like, that you're not, that I'm not enough, it's my fucking fault? What? That I got bullied, that I went through abuse, that I've been through all these experiences and it's my fault? So, hear me out, okay? Now, are you your own mind? Because we're going to break this down, okay? And if you want this training, silence the inner critic, because this is really important about your childhood and about the stories in your head and about the conversations that keep happening in your brain as to why you're not living your best life, comment the word silence and I will send you this training. But hear me out. So, are you your own mind? Like, are you your mind? Or is your mind just a construct attached to your body? Are you in control of it? Or is it just there? Interesting question. Right? So 95% of your brain is basically memory and has so much power over the reality that you live. And where does it come from? Like the life you're living, where does it come from? It's come from everything that you've been through in your life. Interesting, right? Think about that. Your brain that's attached, it's your fucking head attached to your body. And by the thoughts in your mind is how you show up and act and the things that you possibly do because of the way that you think. Helps you make decisions, choices, all that shit, right? So how is it your fault? Okay. So not being conscious enough, then I don't mean it in a way where it's your fault, because many of us, we're not aware. We're not aware. But what I'm suggesting is that it's your fault because your brain is attached to your body. If your mind is attached to you, if your mind is yours, which, you know, like if you think about it, your brain is attached to your body. So it must be yours, your mind, right? You're talking to Luke Mindpower here. We're not fucking around. Listen. So now you understand, and if this is valuable, make sure you share this with your friends because more people have to fucking wake up, become aware of what's going on. Now, the reason why I say it's your fault, because there could be many experiences, especially the not enoughness. Like, fuck that. I went through I'm not enough for so many fucking years. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Spier dale. Fuck off. I'm not good enough. Who fucking decides if I'm good enough or not? Right? So my past resembled the lack of self-confidence in myself, which from outside of me came bullying and negative experiences for me, which I won't go into, but created a lot of inner critic, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of overthinking, a lot of conversations in my own head of thinking, I'm not good enough. So it's my fault because my brain was ruminating for fucking 20 years. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. It's not going to work for me. I'm not as smart as them. All this shit, ladies and gentlemen, whose fault is it? My fault. Because it's my fucking brain. Whose brain is it? Fucking someone else's, just it's just hanging around. So now that you become aware that it's your fault, what are you going to do about it? Because if you don't take control of reprogramming, reframing, resetting, restarting the fucking thought process in your brain, your body will follow your fucking brain, because that's all your body does. Your body follows your brain. Your body follows your mind. Whatever your brain is fucking consuming, whatever it is that you're programming it with, your body follows that. But the catch here, ladies and gentlemen, is that your past, if not addressed, if not highlighted, if not processed and released, your body will still follow your mind. Which, if you still have a lot of unresolved limiting beliefs, insecurities, fears, doubts, fucking conversations, inner critic bullshit, self-doubt, all that crap, guess what? Your body will still function the same in a limited way. Even if you start doing some personal transformation work, you start listening to motivation, start listening to a podcast, whatever the fuck you're listening to, right? What's going to happen is eventually you're going to start feeling like I'm carrying some dead weight and I'm dragging along a bag of bricks, and for some reason I can't fucking grow. I can't evolve. Something's going on. Does that make sense, guys? Are you fucking following or what? And then you're going to realize, oh, something, what's going on? How come I feel like I'm growing, like I'm investing in this, I'm doing that, I'm working on this, I'm listening to this podcast, but something's wrong. And I'm like, yeah, you've got fucking shit to deal with. You got fucking unprocessed trauma. You got unprocessed fucking fears and limiting beliefs and insecurities and doubts. And whatever the shame is, whatever the pain is, it needs to be released. Because as long as you're not seen, as long as you don't feel understood, as long as you don't feel safe to open your fucking mouth, open your heart and release it, guess what? You will always be dragging that shit with you. And you will never raise your vibration of your body, of your mind, and evolve into this excitement of fucking life. Like, you guys see me dancing. Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy dancing. Yeah, check out Luke Mindpower. Yeah, look at, oh, look, he's so happy. That's called fucking high vibration. Right? It's called fucking emotional intelligence. It's called fucking self-awareness. It's called self-confidence. It's called self-love. It's called the Holy Spirit. It's infinite light. And if you want that, learn to love yourself. But become aware of your mind. Otherwise, you will always be controlled. Follow the signs. It's 922. I love you guys. Never give up on yourself. I believe in you. If you want the training, silence the inner critic. Just comment the word silence and I will immediately check your DMs, because I'll send it to you. And then make sure, check your email and download the workbook that I made for you. Okay? I'm sending you a lot of love. I'll talk to you soon.